hey! It is extra funny. Yes.
Yeah.
Extra funny and extra spooky.
Ooh, it's spooky season, y'all. And you know what's not scary? Getting a delicious pancake.
Ooh, our friends, I love the segue, Regan.
Thank you. Our friends from Long Table Pancake Pancakes, if you've never had these, they're amazing. They were on Shark Tank, and every single one of the sharks said, these are the best pancakes I've ever eaten. They've got more protein, more fiber than a traditional pancake, and it works as a pancake and a waffle mix. They're absolutely fantastic. So if you want to save a little bit of money on your order, just head over to tjriggins.com/pancake and learn more.
Are they... It's a mix.
Yeah, it's a mix.
You put together and then you have to, yeah.
Yeah, it's a mix and, yeah, people love them.
I bet. Mm. Who doesn't love pancakes?
I mean, tell me about it. Mm-hmm. I would make them into waffles.
Yeah.
Just because I like waffles more.
I do too.
But, so good.
I like a waffle with a pancake on top of it.
Oh.
That's what I like. Or a pancake on the bottom, waffle in the middle, pancake on top.
Yeah. Ooh. Do you ever do like a breakfast sandwich with pancakes as the buns?
No.
No, I've never done that.
Like a McGriddle?
Yeah.
I would do that. That sounds good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I was, yeah, like, you know, mess. if I was a big fatso. I am a big fatso. But even I have limits. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got some really fun stuff to talk to you about on Extra Funny and Extra Spooky. We'll get into it next. All right, hey, welcome to Extra Funny. You know it's going to be really good. Good and terrible. Good and terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been hitting the wrong button from time to time this morning. Only a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Have we had to start over a segment.
Yeah.
But not too far into it. Not like we got... You know, 5 minutes in and then had to start all over. I've done that with the entire TJ and Jody's House podcast, where I've gone through the entire thing. And it was back when Jody was still coming in to here on Tuesday mornings or whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was live. And not live, but it would go up the day of.
Yeah.
As soon as we left, Rob would edit it, put it up. And we finished laughing. It was great. And I looked to stop it, and it had never started recording.
My God.
Yeah.
Tell me how she handled that.
Oh, how do you think? Did I waste my time coming up here and, you know.
Oh, no.
So I had to get dressed, and I got stuff I need to be doing.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Did she let it go after a while, or is that
no? No. To this day, when we're at home doing it, and she'll go, make sure that you're recording.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
Every time. It's just like whenever you make a driving error, you know, and she's telling you how to drive all the time, and then you go, like, I know what I'm doing. Well, you didn't know on that one day in 98 when you tried to turn down a one-way.
Yeah.
In 98.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you've just proven yourself to be a terrible driver that needs my help.
You're incompetent.
You made a mistake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. After that day, like every Monday, she'd say it in here when she came back. Is it on?
Rob, make sure that button's on.
Yeah. Like, you can't. You're not going to do it.
There was a woman on TikTok. She said one time I made dinner for my parents. I was making quesadillas or something, and her mom didn't like onions, and she put onions in the meat mixture or whatever. And she said every time now she makes something, her mom will go, and make sure there's no onions in it this time. Like, years later, it's like.
You're like, got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. My parents did that with my friend Shannon. You know, I told y'all about my best friend growing up. We had, you know, my family's like your family, Regan's, is we always had tea, except ours was sweet, full-on sweet tea, and kept it in a big Tupperware jug. It was at least a gallon jug, and it didn't have a handle on it. It was just a big, like a bucket with a lid and a spout.
Okay.
And Shannon was eating with us, and he was in the kitchen, and they said, hey, Shannon, will you bring the tea over when you come? And he was trying to hold it with one hand and hold his plate, and he dropped an entire gallon of tea.
Oh, oh no.
Where we had just gotten brand new carpet.
Oh, no.
And it came up. It was fine. But from that point on, anytime he was, and it was all the time because we were best friends, we pretty much lived at each other's houses. And anytime he was over there, my dad would say, "Hey, don't let Shannon get the tea."
Oh, no.
Oh my God. All right, we get it. We get
okay,
it.
Okay, Dad.
That sucks when you screw up that big at somebody else's house. Mm. I've never been at a party where I spilled wine on somebody's couch, but I know that would just be like mortifying.
Yeah, like don't invite him again. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I would probably just leave and never talk to that person again. I feel so bad.
The worst thing like that I've ever seen was something that I did. Not only was it the worst thing I'd ever done, but it's the worst thing I've ever seen as far as that kind of thing goes. Jody's aunt, her Aunt Neva, who just passed, you know, a few months ago, a year ago maybe. She was married one time to this really, really rich guy. And we lived in Huntsville, Alabama. And in Huntsville, Alabama, the Tennessee River comes right there through it, through the area. And so Jody's aunt's husband had a yacht. He had a full-on yacht. And they were going to come visit us and bring the yacht down, however it got from Naples into the Tennessee River and down, you know, however that happened. And so Jody's parents were visiting us in Huntsville and make a whole big, kind of like a family reunion kind of thing out of it. And they said, yeah, invite your friends too. They can come. So, you know, we were young, early 20s, and invited a couple of people, and they were chilling. And this thing was beautiful. I'd never been on, even seen a boat in person that looked like this. And we were up, you know, out in the open air part. And then when you go down, it had several bedrooms underneath and then this living room with TV and all. And we're talking about in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And it was pure white. White furniture, white carpet, white wall. Everything was just pristine white. And they sent me down to make a picture of Bloody Mary's to bring back up to the deck. So I'm down there and I put the stuff and I'm talking, you know, and all the women are down there and I got them laughing, you know how I am about I'm around a bunch of damn women.
Right. Life at the party.
Yeah. And I had it in this container and I hit the lid on it and I went to shake it up. And when I did, the spout part where I pushed it down was secure. The screw part of the top, the whole thing wasn't. And I shook it. And when I did, that lid came off and it went all, it looked like a murder scene in that white, the cabin area of that white yacht.
Tomato
and
juice.
Everybody freaked out. I think if Jody could have actually picked me up and thrown me off of that boat, she would have done it at the time. Like, oh my God, you've got to get out of here. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. You got to get out of here.
She's like, run.
But Jody's Aunt Neva was a party woman. So she was always, you know, having a good time and all that. She said, freeze. Don't worry about it. Jody's mom's name is Karen. Karen, look in that cabinet to the left. There are towels in there. Jody, look in the bathroom. There's this. You know, whoever else was on there, look underneath there. There's club soda. This is not a problem.
I love that.
Every bit of it came up. I mean, you could tell she's a professional drink cleaner upper. And all of it came up. But
nice.
But I haven't lived it down to this day. Anytime somebody brings up Bloody Mary's, they'll say, yeah, don't let Richie go in there, man.
Oh, my God. You know, and it's been like however long.
Years,
yeah.
25 years.
You're like, let it go.
But also, it's so dangerous having white everything on a boat. Know,
clearly.
But, you know, she was fine with it. And then I learned later, they got divorced and everything. And then one year, Aunt Neva came to our house for Christmas. And by then, we had bought, you know, our dream house. And it was relatively new and all of that. You remember the house we used to have? And so Aunt Neva and Jody's grandfather and Aunt Neva's son came for Christmas that year. And being, you know, the fun girl, Aunt Neva had done a few things, you know, in the fun stages that, you know, she mistook my shaving gel in the downstairs bathroom. She mistook that for air freshener. And so she was, you know, having fun.
Yeah.
She went to spray the air freshener and it just shot shaving gel all over the bathroom. Because, you know, if you just stand back, that'll shoot pretty far. And she's just like,
it's like silly string. It just,
yeah, it's all on the light fixtures and, you know, causing little stains on the wall and all that. So that was one thing. And then she did something else. And then, Jody and her mom were gone shopping and, Aunt Neva decided she was going to stay back with the guys because we were shooting pool and stuff. And she got in her pajamas early. And you know that bar I used to have in there? That mm-hmm. was like, she would just stand there and go, let me see. What am I going to have next? Oh, wow. And she said, Richie, which one of these wines is it okay for? I said, look, we don't know anything about wine.
Yeah.
She goes, I said, whatever one you want. She goes, well, some of this wine is really good. So, well, we got it as gifts. Yeah. So people, you know, host gifts or whatnot. And she goes, okay, well, I'll try this one. And she opened this red wine and she got the biggest damn wine glass you've ever seen and poured like it held half the bottle.
Oh my God.
She goes over. I had these pool table chairs, you know, they're up a little bit higher and then you can stick the stick in the side, rest it right there and all that. So, she put the wine glass in the little holder of the arm of the chair, the wooden chair. And then when she went to get in the chair, where did that go?
Oh,
boom. Oh, right in the floor. And it couldn't have been more perfect timing for Jody to come in and walk down. And Aunt Neva is on her hands and knees. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Like, again, she knows how to get it up. And Jody walks in and she finally breaks and she goes, my God, Aunt Neva, are you just trying to destroy my new house?
You're like, oh, no.
I mean, it's not like you haven't seen. She's cleaned up worse alcohol spills than this.
Yeah.
She'll get it. She'll get it.
And part of you is probably relieved, like, oh, thank God she screwed up something because I did. That's
heck
how
yeah.
I would have been.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But, you know, Aunt Neva was the coolest one about the Bloody Mary thing. So, you know, I'm trying to keep Jody off of her. She's fine. She's fine.
Yeah.
Don't be yelling at her.
She sounds super cool.
Yeah,
I would have liked
was.
To hang out with her.
You would have. You would have.
No, R.I.P.
Yeah.
At her, what do they call it, a celebration of life thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that came up in there and was telling personal stories about her was talking about, you know, that time we were drinking at this. And
this and a lot of drinking stories.
Yeah,
lots
everything.
Of drinking.
Like, you know, she was the fun girl.
Yep, I love that.
And I think my daughter's going to be that.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be the drinker, the fun
she's
girl.
She's going to be the drunk, fun girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's good.
Be like Aunt Neva.
Yeah. People want to hang with that type of person.
But do they want to marry that type of person?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you found somebody.
Hey, look at me.
Somebody that would marry your ass.